We're up to the seventh bracha of Shmona Esrei, right? Re'eva anyenu, v'riva rivenu, u'galena mehera l'man shemecha, ki goel chazakata, baruch atah Hashem, goel Yisrael. So this bracha, the bracha of Geula, right away, what you have to recognize is that the end of the bracha is baruch atah Hashem, goel Yisrael, right? We know the bracha right before Shmona Esrei is goel Yisrael. The bracha right before Shmona Esrei is talking about the geula that was, right? This bracha is talking about the geula that is and the geula that will be, but what type of geula? Because normally, the way most Mefarshei Hasidur look at the brachos and tzalios, the middle brachos, is that you have the first half of the middle brachos are personal bakashos, and then the second half are national bakashos, meaning the first six, chonein ladam das, hashivenu, slachlanu, evanienu, refa'enu, berechaleinu, those are all personal. Then you go to the next six, and these are all national. Tkab shofar gadol l'cheirusenu, hashiva shoftenin k'vareshanu, v'lam al-shinim, al-atzadikim, v'l-yushalayim, esenach tovet. The last of the brachos and tzayos, the mishmak aleinu, that we know is a general Bakasha bracha, like a summation bracha for all the bakashos. So here, when we're talking about geula, clearly, based upon where the bracha is, we're not talking about the geula of the Jewish people as a whole. That's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about the geula asida, because the geula asida is addressed in a variety of other brachos. The kabbashof for gadol l'cherusenu, the bracha of Yerushalayim, the semach David, and also, you know, we'll have to get to it eventually, ritzei. Why is ritzei in the section of, you know, the Hodah at the last three are giving thanks? How is the bracha of Ritzei Hodah? The bracha of Ritzei really seems to be more what? Seems to be more of a bakasha, or nationalistic bakasha. Oh, I'm sorry. Shalom, shalom. It's a national bakasha bracha. So this bracha, Re'evanyenu, page 102, we're up to the, seventh bracha in Shmona Esrei, Re'evanyenu, is a bracha of request, but it's really personal request. The geula that we're talking about now is not geula of the Jewish people, it's the geula of the individual. And it's important to note, Baruch Atah Hashem, Goel Yisrael, the end of the bracha focuses on that Goel Yisrael, that God is in the present redeeming us. What does that mean? So in all ways, God is redeeming us. First and foremost, in a physical sense, we know that there are Prakim of Tehillim talking about how the nations of the world have to praise Hashem. What does that mean? So the story goes that there was once a communist that asked one of the Rosh Yeshivas of old, whether it was the Netziv, then it wouldn't have been necessarily communist, it would have been a follower of the Tsar, whatever it was, that asked him, I don't get it. You know, why in Psalms does it say that the nations of the world are going to praise God at the end of days? So he says, because only you guys know how many times you really tried to hurt us and God saved us from you. Right? Who knows how many cheshbonos they have. Goel Yisrael, God is constantly saving us. We don't even have any idea, right, how many things Ribono Shel Olam thwarted. Goel Yisrael in the sense that, who knows in terms of physical tzaras, you know, this is the bracha right before Rifa'enu, asking God to heal us. But as we've learned before in the Sefer Olam Hamidos, what about giving Shevach V'odah? What about, you know, staying healthy? What about the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly working towards making sure that we're good? Goel Yisrael, saving us, redeeming us from difficult situations before it reaches that critical mass. But also Goel Yisrael, many explain, is on a spiritual level as well. The Gemara tells us, a Gemara in Kiddushin, that every day a person's Yetzer gets stronger, and if God wouldn't help you, God wouldn't save you, you'd be wiped out by your Yetzer. So Goel Yisrael is a recognition that every day Hashem is constantly redeeming us, that Hashem is saving us from the Yetzer. There's a personal redemption, personal spiritual redemption that taking place all the time. So that's the end of the bracha, Goel Yisrael, that there's geula that's happening right now. There's redemption that's happening in the present. The bracha starts, Re'eva Anyenu. Re'eva Anyenu is a lashon of asking Hashem to look at our Anyenu. What's Anyenu? Of Oni, of looking at our poverty. So first of all, why Re'e? Why look? So, which is better, Re'iyah or Shmiyah, seeing something or hearing something, which is more powerful, right? But the idea of re'e also doesn't mean only to look, but re'e means to look and to do something about it. The famous, famous question, right? Lo ra'isi tzadik ne'ezo v'zara mevakesh lochem. Lo ra'isi tzadik ne'ezo v'zara mevakesh lochem. I've never seen a tzadik who was forsaken and his children lacking bread. I mean, really? Really? Is that true? You've never seen, so you want to say, but they're not real tzaddikim, right? You know, if you only knew, right? No, but what? There aren't great tzaddikim who have great tzaros. Lo ra'isi tzaddik ne'ezo v'zarim v'akash lochem. Really? Is that emes? So some say ra'isi is a lashon of not just merely to see, but to see and to do something about it. Lo ra'isi tzaddik ne'ezo v'zarim v'akash lochem, meaning I didn't just watch and stand by without it, meaning I always did something about it. I wasn't just a bystander. I did something. So re'eva anyenu, some explain, means that we're asking Hashem that you should look, but you shouldn't just merely look, but you should do something about it, that you should be involved. Re'eva anyenu, look at our oni, at our poverty. What type of poverty does this mean? We're talking, yeah? Sorry, Steve?
I just have a question.
Yeah, sure, of course.
You're saying that re'e is very strong lashon that Hashem should see, so why by Mitzrayim did it say by Yishma Hashem?
Na'akasam, their cry. But later on in the Torah, when we're counting, and we actually say in the Haggadah, no, the Yeda is Yediyah.
Yeah, but that's when it says Hashem made but up we his say mind to take us out, right?
Actually, these words, Re'eva Anyenu, Vayar Es Anyenu, it's a lashon that God saw our Anyenu, our Oni, our poverty. And what's interesting is, you know, it's fascinating. There's not one place in Shmona Esrei where there's a bracha for children. Isn't that interesting? That's a pretty big bakasha, right? And
to
help
have
with
children
the children.
Or for the sake of children.
Both. Both. So in the Haggadah, I know it's a little early to be talking Haggadah, but Vayar Es Anyenu, right? What is the Baal Haggadah? What's the Maimer Chazal quote to explain this? Vayar Es Anyenu, Zu Prishus Derech Eretz. What was the oni of the Jewish people in Egypt? Precious derech eretz, meaning that the Egyptians caused Jewish husbands and wives to separate from one another and not have children. Some say re'eva anyenu means when you're asking Hashem for help with your children. For help having children or help raising children, right? Sometimes you have children. Well, let's be honest. It can cause the greatest tsar and can cause the greatest nachas, right? The person's greatest pain, the greatest pain a person can have, is when your child is in pain, right? There's no greater pain than when your child's in pain. That's at least, unfortunately, you know, from experience of rushing with your child to a hospital, child is sick, there's no greater pain than when your child is suffering. And so some Mefarshim and the Siddur say that that's what's going on here. Re'eva Anyenu, Zu Precious Derech Eretz, we're asking Hashem, those that want Zereshal Kayama and Zara Chayeva Kayama, that we're davening for our children right here in Re'eva Anyenu. So that's the first thing. And only here, next we're going to ask for physical health, right? The second, Refa'enu, is for physical health. Barech Aleinu is for physical wealth. What is this re'eva anyenu? And this relates to it. Some say that this is emotional health, mental anguish. That's what oni is. Oni here can't mean poverty, can't mean physical poverty, material lack, because that's a bracha v'reich aleinu. So what's re'eva anyenu? Oni means mental and emotional anguish. That's what we're talking about.
Is a part of the series of brachos.
Personal.
Oh, it's for personal.
Yeah, Berech Aleinu is still personal. Correct.
Aleinu here is an Aramaic word?
No, oni.
So what is...
Like related to poverty.
So how does that fit in with Halach Ma'anya?
No, Anya also is oni, Lashon Oni.
You're saying Aleinu is emotional.
No, meaning it means oni. What is oni? Oni is poverty, when you have a lack. But what type of lack? What are we talking about here? Because if you're talking material goods, that's in two brachas. If you're talking about physical health, that's the very next bracha. So what are we talking about? Many say it means emotional health. People that are suffering emotionally, re'eva anyenu. And that's also, and you raise a very important point, Josh, that although these are the bakashos, that are the personal bakashos, but it's still said the Lashon Rabin.
Right.
You notice? It's still re'eva anyenu. See our, right? Because although these are personal, everyone's always, you're always supposed to be davening for other people, right? You're always supposed to have other people. Right, correct. And that's something to focus on as well. You know, that's an old vart from Rav Soloveitcher, quoting the name of the Rav. Why is a shul called a Beis HaKnesses? A house of gathering, a house of assembly. It should be called a Beis HaTfila, right? A place where you learn is a Beis HaMedrash, a house of study, a house of darshaning. So why isn't a shul a Beis HaTfila? So, you know, is a shul a social hall? No, chas v'shalom. This is a social hall. Here you come to socialize. There you go to talk to God. So why is it in the Beis HaTfila? Why is it a Beis HaKnesses? You know, Rav Soloveitcher says a brilliant insight. Because part and parcel of the experience of tefillah is supposed to be able to connect to other Jews, see other people and their tzaras, and daven for them.
And how do you see? How do you connect to other people?
By talking to them. I'll turn off the recording before we put it on YU Torah, Stephen, so we talk about it. So that's Re'eva Anyenu, that we're asking God to see and intercede when we're in pain, whether it's emotional pain, anguish, help in terms of children, and then we say viriva rivenu, and to fight our fights. A riv is an argument, is a fight, right? We're talking about personal gula. That's what some people say. It's interesting. We talk about a fight. You have to have a weapon for a fight. This is a seventh bracha, Zion, right? Zion in Hebrew, also clay Zion, means weapons. So it's the seventh bracha. We're asking redemption. And what can really win our fights for us? Tefillah, right? As Yaakov Avinu says, "Bechar bi v'kashti," means "Betzelusi v'usi." It means our prayers.
If you're saying that Be'onyenu means our emotional health.
Yeah.
So Veriva Rivenu, maybe you could also apply to that.
No, absolutely. For sure.
Helping us fight our emotional
pain. Correct. Absolutely. It means. I mean, the Mefarshei HaSidur broadened that and applied in many different scenarios, right? But that's certainly one of the ones that we're absolutely talking about. The notion of a riva rivenu being that whenever there's a riv, we're asking Hashem for help in the riv. We're asking Hashem to sort of join us. The notion of ima anochi b'tzara, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us in our battles. And as some said, as we mentioned, that this is also, it makes sense that this would follow spiritual battles, because what were the brachos before this bracha? What are the lead-in brachos to this? Intelligence, tshuva, forgiveness. So now, once you get forgiveness, once you get tshuva, you think, makom shabali tshuva omden afilu tzadikim gemur menem yichalom lamod. You think, I've arrived, I'm a big man, I finished shas, I'm a tzaddik, call me, you know, give me covered, right? Veriva rivenu. There's a constant fight every day with the Yetzirah. Veriva Rivenu means in our battle with the Yetzirah. And you know what? What is the koach of the Yetzirah? Yochanan Zweig once explained very beautifully. The Yetzirah is the power to self-destruct. That's what the Yetzirah is. Veriva Rivenu, it fits in beautifully if you're saying that this is about a person's emotional state, this bracha. Veriva Rivenu means Hashem, help us fight that fight. It's a beautiful pshat. The beautiful pshat, the fight against self-destruction. That's what we're fighting against. And then we say, Uge'alenu mehera lema'an shemecha. The idea of redeeming us mehera, quickly. So there's a beautiful Purim Torah, of course. Was there any greater redemption than the redemption of Purim? Mamish, one day, Haman is plotting to kill all the Jews. Mordechai and Esther basically are marked people. The Jews are mamish in Mordechai's in sackcloth, mourning by the gates of the palace. And the next day, what happens?
He's gone.
The next day, Haman is hanging from a tree, and Mordechai is prime minister. Mordechai is chief of staff. Like, mehera, ge'aleinu mehera. And when you say this, the chizik you're supposed to get is that whatever tzaras I find myself in right now, mamish, you know, very often, especially if you're talking about emotional, mental anguish, you know, you feel like, how am I ever getting out? That's part of the anguish, the sense of darkness, the sense of just being enveloped by tzaras. How can I break free? Galenu mehera. Understand, I know that like this, it can be changed. It can be changed mehera, instantly. Right? Whatever the tzaras are. And as we've said before many times, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that Ein Ben David Ba, Achenis Yashu Minagu'ula, that Mashiach doesn't come until the Jews give up hope. Right? Meaning that the situation is so bleak that it looks so schwer. Like the Jews are mamsh, like, what is this? Understand Galeinu Mehera. It could happen just like that, right? Trump Sanders, right, Adam?
I don't understand that. You said that
the
Mashiach not
going to
come until the Jews give up hope.
Meaning that. Okay, so you have to, meaning, chutzpah, yeah, that in the emphasis of the Mashiach, the Vilna Gaon is told Talmidim, it's attributed to Talmidei Hagra, quoting the Vilna Gaon, and Perish on Shir HaShirim that was put out a few years ago from the Gaon, that in Ikfis of the Mashiach, it's going to be the hardest time to be a firm Jew, and the Nisayon is going to be, Rav Wolfson points out, Tzadik Be'emuna So Yichya. That's the Nisayon of Emuna, that the majority of Jews are going to give up. It's going to be such a bleak matzav. I mean, look, you know, we could not get bleaker than the Holocaust, right? And yet there were Jews who held on. So obviously Gemara doesn't mean mamish every Jew, but meaning by and large, the Jewish people are going to be. And look, hopefully we experience Chavli Mashiach then, and we're not going to reach such a point again.
It doesn't necessarily mean that people are not going to practice.
No, correct. Doesn't mean Chas V'Shalom stop keeping Shabbos.
Correct.
No, that's a very good horror. Thank you. No, that's an important nekuda. Yeah, of course. Something like that will still go on. For sure, for sure. That's an important point. That doesn't mean Chas V'Shalom, but that's ideal. Galeinu Mehera from here, getting the chizuk, that it could happen right away. You never know. Whatever tzaras you imagine, you know, that's the godless I always think of. And that's the godless of that ad. All you need is a dollar and a dream, you know, for the lottery. All you need is a dollar and a dream. Whatever tzaras person thinks, kesef yan es hakol, right? Like this, kesef yan es hakol. You buy your ticket, Mega Millions, Powerball, whichever one,
bam,
and that's it. You're done, right? Kesef yan es hakol. So that's why I hold that the godless of the lottery, it teaches us mehera, galena mehera. Geula can happen like this. Doesn't have to come in a winning lottery ticket. The other ways, the geula can also come just like that. But why?
Yeah. It doesn't always come in a winning lottery ticket.
It actually rarely comes in a lottery, if ever it comes in a lottery, right? What's the statistic that all the studies show? That how many winners of major lotteries, meaning over $10 million, wish they never won the lottery? And 5 years later are miserable.
All over, in terms of athletes.
Oh, yeah. It's a great 30 for 30. That was, what was it? Broke? It was a great documentary by ESPN about, like, how many athletes, mamish, make millions and millions. Yeah. So, Baruch Hashem, we're looking the other way, right? We want to focus on Mehera, Galeinu Mehera. We want to focus on the positive. But we have to remember, why will God redeem us Mehera? Leman Shemecha. Right? What's our role in this world? What's the role of the Jewish people? The role of the Jewish people is to make Hashem's name great in this world. That's what we are. That's the tafkid of Am HaNivchar. The idea is that we have to make Hashem's name great. It's interesting because what is the koach that makes Hashem's name not great in this world? Who is responsible for not allowing Hashem's name to be fully revealed in the world? Amalek. Right? That Hashem's name will not be complete in this world as long as Amalek exists. So this is a drasha for Parsha Zachar that we've said many times in the past, so we're not going to go into it too deeply. But the idea that Amalek, how is Hashem's name not in this world because of Amalek, what does Amalek represent? Amalek represents cynicism and sarcasm, Rafutner says. Right? So for God's name to be present in this world means to understand that God is in control of everything. Amalek is the absolute antithesis of this. So that's why when a person is facing a tzara, when a person is facing difficult times, unfortunately, a person can fall into the trap of Amalek, of saying, you know, where's God? Why isn't God helping? Hashem has abandoned me. Rahman al-Tzlam. Right? So that's why, Galeinu Mehera Leman Shemecha, it's for your name, Hashem. Because when I'm going to get out of this, I'm representing you in this world. I'm going to be mar b'kavod shamayim ba'olam, and I'm going to see how what's true and what's real is what's being carried on in this world and what we're taking with us. So that's why we have to understand that, of course, Hashem, we ask Re'evan Yenu Rivarvenu Galeinu Mehera, but it has to be always, remember, Leman Shemecha. That's why we're here. Ultimately, that's the purpose of what geula of why we want the geula, of why we want to be able to move past the mental anguish, why we want to be able to move past the oni and the riv, and whatever it is. But that's also at the same time to remind us, leman shemecha, remind us of what we're doing this for. Right? And therefore, if we're focused on the mission, if we're focused on the Ribbono Shel Olam, what are we tying to the Ribbono Shel Olam? Why should you help us? Why should you see? Because I'm doing this for you. I'm doing this for you. That's the old Reb Levi Yitzchak part that the Kabbalistic sources say in Yom Naraim, people who ask for things are like a dog. Hav, hav, give, give. So what's the old Hasidish of art? The Reb Levi Yitzchak? Because the way you're supposed to ask is you're not asking for yourself. Hashem, we know like your parent. And a parent's only happy when? When's a parent's happiest? When they see their kids are really happy. And not just like when the kids are really happy. So therefore, Hashem, give me these things. Not because I really need them, but because this is what's going to make me happy. And if I'm happy, Abishter, then you're going to be happy. So it's really all for you. That's the Hasidish way. But the non-Hasidish way, the Litvish way, the Leman Shemecha means that we understand everything. What?
Happy on
I hope that wasn't picked up by the recording. And everyone's going to say, Rebbe, what did Steve say? What exactly?
So, we don't know.
We don't know. Right? But the idea that Galena Meir Leman Shemecha, to remember what we're here for. To remember that, and this should give us chiyus, when we know it's not about us, it's about something greater, this can in and of itself help pull us through. Ki goel chazak ata, because you are a strong redeemer. What does it mean, chazak? What does it mean that God is strong? What does it mean? Why do we say God is strong here? It's a good question. No, what does it mean?
Perseverance.
What?
Maybe teach us perseverance.
Perseverance in what sense? It's a very nice idea. I mean, yeah.
To become discouraged, not to become.
Ki goel chazak, because you're the redeemer, chazak that gives us that perseveres to give us the chizak. So that's a, so it's a pshat similar to that. I saw one of them, the Farshi Asidr, ki goel chazak ata, because chazak means you're working against something, right? Chazak, persevere to work against something. That what does it mean, ki goel chazak ata? That even though we're not deserving of this, even though by the rules in the world, we shouldn't be redeemed. Goel chazak ata. You're strong. You can go against what ought to be. You can redeem us, persevere through it, even though we're not really worthy of your redemption. But again, this is following the brachos of tshuva, the bracha of forgiveness, and understanding that we've already gone through that process. And that's why we're already at the point of Leman Shemecha, but still we need ki goel chazak ata, that you're strong here, and you're going to give us that chizuk through redeeming us. And that's why Baruch Atah Hashem, goel Yisrael. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is redeeming us. And whenever you say this bracha, you have to have in mind that this means constant redemption. There are Sifrei Kabbalah that point out that in this bracha, although this is impersonal, this is a personal request, but a person should also be thinking of the national in the sense that Goel Chazak Ata, Dafka, that in this bracha, when we talk about Goel Chazak, we're talking about that Hashem should conquer the enemies of the Jewish people. So he's saying, how's that different from the Olam HaShinim? So that we'll have to get to that, what the bracha of Olam HaShinim is really about. Right, we'll have to talk about that. Right, that was added later. And so when in this bracha, although it's personal, but also everyone, when we're davening, you should have in mind that Nebuch, when you're davening for individuals, lots of individuals facing tzaros, naturally that becomes a national bracha. Okay, you're davening for Achenu Beretz Yisrael of a geula, of Goel Yisrael, that Hashem should redeem them from Tzaros. Obviously, it takes on a national flavor as well, that Hashem should be machnia all the oyvei amcha, all the enemies of his people. Okay, shkoyach, thanks for coming on the different night.